It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Well, thank you, Tom, and good Wednesday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time around the clock, around the globe, as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And this is the Hour of Power. We believe in the next 60 minutes that the Holy Spirit can speak a word to you that will literally change your life. Today, I have a prophetic word that I'm going to share with you. I believe it could be one of the most important words I have ever given in my entire 49 years of ministry. So don't go away, because this is BPN Radio on a Wednesday as we begin a new month, and I believe that God desires to speak to us today. So, Father, we just come boldly into your presence today with the blood of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. We pray the will of God be done here on this Wednesday. And I pray, Lord, that you would give us ears to hear, spiritual ears to hear, eyes to see, spiritual eyes to see, and a heart to receive. Lord, we know that we cannot know the things that you have planned for us in the realm of the natural, because we declare according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, eye hath not seen, speaking of the natural eye, ear hath not heard, speaking of the natural ear, or into the mind of man, the heart of man, the natural mind of man, the things that God have prepared for those who love him. But you have revealed those things unto us by your Spirit. And so we declared that today is the day of revelation here on BPN Radio. May we hear the word of the Lord. May we discern the word of the Lord. And may we know, Holy Spirit, that you desire to speak to us so that we may be able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think according to the power that works in us. So I'm going to play a song by Godfrey Bertel, and it's a song he wrote while we were doing a prayer conference together many years ago. And then I'm going to be right back, and I'm going to give a prophetic word that the Holy Spirit has spoke to me about. And but right now, here's Godfrey Bertel. He's just going to sing this prayer song. I want to know you, Lord. I want to know what you want me to do. Here's Godfrey Bertel.
I pray to know you, Lord, and to know what you want me to do. I pray to hear you, Lord, and to know what you'd have me to choose. I pray that something of you will touch the hunger in me and cause a holy ignition. Come set me ablaze. I pray that nothing in me would stop the working of you, causing a real transformation. Come, have your way. Come, have your way. Come have your way. Yes, oh my God.
Come have your way. Holy Spirit, we pray that your will be done here today, here on BPN Radio. I want to know you, Lord. I want to know what you want me to do. You know, there's two major reasons that I pray. I pray to know God, and I pray to know what he wants me to do. The Apostle Paul, on the road to Damascus, when he had the encounter with Jesus, saw the bright light. He asked two questions: who are you, Lord? And what do you want me to do? And so, in prayer, the two major reasons I pray: to know God, to know what he wants me to do. And I want him to have his way in me. I want him to have his way in you today. And I am so thankful, and I'm so very, very grateful for the opportunity to be able to talk directly to you and pray with you every day, any time of the day and night. And you know, it's not that I have to tell people, well, I'm going to be on at a certain time in the morning, certain time in the evening. No, I'm on all the time, all the time. And so people can come and be a part of BPN Radio, Breakout Prayer Network, this prayer. It's not just a daily prayer. It's a 24/7 prayer that goes on around the clock, 24 hours a day as we pray. And today I'm praying for you, and I have a word from God for you. And as I was praying today, got up early this morning, I was tired. I mean, I've had a very busy schedule, and you know, sometimes it takes maybe 2, 3, 4 hours to do this broadcast. It's not like I just push a button and start talking. I have to pray about it, arrange the songs that the Holy Spirit would have me to play. I put down my notes, any scriptures that I might need to read, and, you know, any guests that I may be going to have on, I prepare. So, you know, it can be sometimes a long day in preparing these broadcasts, but just to know and to understand the possibilities that I have is to minister to people all around the world, on their computer, on their smartphone, and even a little transmitter on your car radio. Just amazing. And so I'm thankful today. I'm very thankful and very grateful that this broadcast is repeated every hour of the day for 24 hours, and then we have a new broadcast. But on this Wednesday, I am so thankful and so grateful. But I did get up early this morning, as I do most every morning, as I have for so many years, to visit with the Holy Spirit, to talk to my Father God, and sit with Jesus in heavenly places, and to be able to communicate with the Holy Spirit. But after a while, I got really tired and sleepy, and I just said to the Holy Spirit, it's okay, I'm just going to lay down here and rest a while, maybe take a little nap before my wife, Jean Gentry, Mrs. America, calls me and says, it's coffee time. So after my prayer, we always have a coffee together and talk about our day. I'm so thankful for my wife of 54 years, Jean Gentry, that I call Mrs. America, Chloe Jean Gentry. But today she had to wake me up because I entered into a supernatural rest. And when I got up, I just began to share with her how during that time, that little nap, that rest time, I began to get a word from God concerning rest, R-E-S-T, rest. And so after we had our coffee, I took my prayer walk. So I have a sit-down session with the Holy Spirit today. I lay down a little bit. Then I have a coffee with my wife. I have a rhythm about my morning. And so I just went out for a walk. And as I was walking, I just began to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit speak to me. And just want to share some of those things that I was hearing. In the midst of all that, a couple of my neighbors, they greeted me, and I stopped and I shared this word with them. And then I got on the phone with our friends and ministry partners, Joe and Linda Ragland. I shared some of this with them. And so just amazing how the Holy Spirit can speak to you about these things. And the Holy Spirit began to give me this word on rest. From Hebrews chapter 4, he said, therefore, since a promise remains, and I'm not preaching today, I'm just sharing this prophecy. Since a promise remains of entering his rest. The buzzword there is rest. For we who have believed do enter that rest, and God rested. There remains therefore a rest for the people of God. For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works as God did his. In other words, God took a break. He said, let us therefore, this is Hebrews 4, let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest. You know, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 2, he said, on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had done, and he rested. Somebody say rest, and he rested on the seventh day. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it because it was a day of rest. Exodus 33, in my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Deuteronomy chapter 12, here's what it says, for as yet you have not come to the rest and the inheritance which the Lord your God is giving you, but when you cross over the Jordan and dwell in the land which the Lord your God is giving you to inherit, he gives you rest from all your enemies around about, so that you dwell in safety. He's going to give you rest from all of your enemies. And what is... what are your enemies? Lack of energy, discouragement, despondency, depression, hopelessness, helplessness, poverty, addictions. Who are your enemies? Joblessness, lack of promotion, lack of encouragement. Who are your enemies? You gotta realize that you put a name on some of your enemies, and it's an American name. It's a common name, but you gotta understand who your enemy is, and your enemy is the devil. And the Lord is calling us to rest right here in September, when there are many prophecies and predictions of what may happen, and one or two or more of them may happen. But that is not the primary word. That is not the primary word the Holy Spirit has given me today. Not the failing economy, or the attack of ISIS, or any of the other things that could happen. But the Holy Spirit is speaking to me today that He is giving you, He is giving me. I'm prophesying to you, prophesying to myself, that He's giving you a rest from all of your enemies, including fear. Fear of what may happen. Fear that I'll lose everything. Fear that my 401k will disappear. 401k. Fear that I'm going to have physical harm. Fear of imprisonment. Fear of death. Fear of beheading. Fear that I won't have enough food to eat, water to drink. Fear. And the Holy Spirit just says, I'm giving you rest from all of those enemies around about, so that you may dwell in safety. Joshua chapter 1, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God is giving you rest and is giving you this land. What is the land that he's given us? Peace, tranquility, harmony, sleep, prosperity, anointing, new dreams, new visions, pleasantness, good health. Huh? So he said in 1 Chronicles 22, behold, a son shall be born to you. This is what he said to David. He said, behold, a son shall be born to you, who shall be a man of rest. And I will give him rest from all of his enemies all around. His name shall be Solomon, for I will give peace and quietness to Israel in his days. Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God, who is a God of rest. He's a God of rest. 1 Chronicles 28, then David, King David, rose to his feet and said, I have an announcement, hear me. O brethren, my people, I had in my heart to build a house of rest. He had it in his heart to do what? To build a house of rest. So David, the Bible said, had many sons. So why did he choose Solomon? Because he was a man of wisdom? No, he didn't receive wisdom until after he had been chosen to be the king of Israel. But he was chosen because he was a man of rest. He knew how to rest. And I believe that God is raising up leaders in these times, in these days of fear and anxiety and panic. People losing heart. He's raising up in these times men of rest to be leaders. He's raising up pastors who know how to be men of rest, shepherds of rest. He is raising up people in government, men in government who know how to rest. They are men of rest. And so Solomon was chosen because he knew how to rest. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying today that he wants to teach his people how to rest. So here's the prophetic word that I got today. The prophetic word I got, I see a wind coming out of the east toward the direction of the eastern gate. And the wind is not a wind. It's a gentle breeze called rest. That gentle breeze that is blowing upon the children of God, bringing them to a place of supernatural rest. I hear the Holy Spirit saying there is a rest for the people of God, a supernatural rest that we must labor to enter into. For out of that supernatural rest, there will come healing, wellness, wholeness, financial blessings, restoration of marriages, revelation, discernment, new beginnings, peace, tranquility, safety, assurance, joy, contentment, new dreams, new visions. And while society lives in fear, the people of God will enter into a supernatural rest. After his house is called a house of prayer, his house will be known as a house of rest. People will come into the sanctuary just to rest. So I hear the Holy Spirit saying that he desires for his children to enter into that rest and then declare that their house, their home, will be a house of rest. Nothing will be able to enter that does not use the password, and the password is rest. I have a friend, R.T. Kendall, who tells the story in a book he wrote about a couple he knew who moved to Israel and almost immediately began to discover the sound of a dove at the eave of the roof of their home. As long as there was peace in the home, the dove would remain. But any time there was confusion or someone raising their voice or dissension, anger, the dove would immediately fly away. And when there was peace and rest in the home, then the dove would be there, making the cooing sound and remaining there because the dove represents rest. The Holy Spirit represents the dove, and the dove represents rest. And so the dove dwells in a home where there is rest, and God is calling each of us to enter into that rest, to make our home a home of rest. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, here's what it said, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. You will find rest for your soul, that's your mind, will, and emotions. Now, the Message Bible says it like this for Matthew 11, that passage. He said, "Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me, work with me, watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn how to live lightly." What is he saying? He's saying, come away with me. Come away with me, and I will give you rest. I will show you how to rest. So here's Godfrey Birtle. I've got more to say, so don't go away.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Come away,
with me
to that secret place.
To the secret place.
Come on, let the Holy Spirit minister to you today.
Where you can hear me speak. Where you can know my presence. Come away. To my embrace, let me take you deep. Oh, come taste and see a future. Plan for good, a life of love, love of life, a reachable. There's no winter freeze, and the storm is over. Come away with me. Let me see. Let me hear you speak. Oh, your voice is sweet. The flowers appear. Around the earth. The sound of doves throughout the land. Awaken it, song. It's the season of singing. It's a fruitful vine. And a fresh new wine. New wine, come away. Rise up, my love, come away with me. Come away with me.
Yes, Lord, we say yes.
Hey, come away, come away. Come away. Rise up, my love, come away with me. Hey, come away with me.
Why don't we do it right now? Why don't we just say, Lord, I'm coming away with you. I'm going to enter into that. I'm going to enter to that house of rest. I'm going to enter to that place of rest. Yes, I am. If you can be denied, you will be denied, but you must not be denied. You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. At this time, anytime, Dale Gentry here, around the clock, around the globe, as we pray together. Around the clock, around the globe, 24/7, 24 hours a day, praying for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And Godfrey Bertel wrote the song he just sang, Come Away With Me, as we were doing a week of a prayer gathering, a prayer seminar, prayer conference there in England. And I taught one morning from the book of Song of Solomon. And this is what it said. This is what it said. The voice of my beloved. Behold, he comes leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young stag. Behold, he stands behind our wall. He is looking through the windows, gazing through the lattice. My beloved spoke and said to me, Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of singing is come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree puts forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grapes give a good smell. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Come away, come away. Father, we just come away with you today. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you would anoint our spiritual ears to hear, our spiritual eyes to see, our heart to receive. As we come into the secret place, as we come away with you, whether we're sitting in our home, in an office building, driving down the street, whatever it is, wherever we may be, we just ask, Holy Spirit, that you would just cover us. In Jesus' name, may we just come into that intimate place with you, even now. Even at this moment, on this Wednesday, in Jesus' name, on this second day of September, at the beginning of a month where great fear and panic is being predicted or prophesied, and I know there's some words of warning about what could happen to the American economy, what could happen, those things that could happen. But I believe I have a word that is above all of those words, even though I'm not ignoring them or I'm not minimizing them. But I declare today that God is calling His people to enter into a supernatural rest. Supernatural rest. And I just read a few moments ago from the Message Bible, Matthew 11. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me. You'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me, work with me, watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me. You'll learn to live freely and lightly. And so I believe that God is calling His people this month, September 2015, to enter into a supernatural rest. So I believe He's looking for those who will enter into that rest. Those who need to relax, refresh, recover, have inactivity in order to regain strength, let up, slow down, take a break, unbend, unwind, recharge, take it easy, put your feet up, lie down, go to bed, doze, sleep, take five, take a breather, catch 40 winks, get some shut-eye, take a load off your feet, chill, catch some Z's, repose, set down, time off, breathing space, interlude, intermission, power nap, downtime, snooze, rest, supernatural rest. And you know, people have been asking me about the Shemitah and maybe the possibility of the economy crashing. We do have warning signs of that, or the coming of ISIS in America, which are already here, by the way, or the presidential race, or what's going to happen on Wall Street. I don't really have a real word on any of that today, but I do have a word from the Lord as a prophetic voice who stands on the wall and watches. I do have a word, and the word is rest, R-E-S-T, that He is giving a supernatural rest to His people, the people that know Him, the people that know their God. The Bible said shall be strong and do great exploits. So you that know your God, there's a word today, and the word is rest. And how am I going to get there? You're going to labor to enter into it. Rest. And so if you're going to have rest in your home, then you're going to have to drive out some things. You're going to have to sweep out some things. And so in the name of Jesus, you need to sweep out fear, drive out fear and contention and strife. Where the Bible says where there's envy and strife, there's every evil word. So jealousy and envy and strife, you got to drive it out. Anger, disunity, rage, discontentment, argumentative spirits, and just say, we're not having any more of that, and I'm driving those out. We're not going to have disputes in our home. We're not going to have anger. We're not going to argue. We're not going to argue with each other. And so we're just going to sweep all that out. We're going to drive all of that out. And we declare that we are living in rest. And so you need just to declare that my house is going to be a house of rest. A house of rest. David said, I intended to build myself a house of rest. So I just believe that we can do that in Jesus' name, that we can build a house of rest. We just do that right now. Just declare my house is going to be a house of rest. I'm gonna right now, right now, I'm gonna put everyone that is listening here to BPN Radio here on this Wednesday. I'm gonna put you under house arrest. I just believe the Holy Spirit is putting you under house arrest, and that your house is going to be a place of a rest. A-R-R-E-S-T. a rest. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And so I declare that we can enter into a supernatural rest. We can lay aside things that are causing us to sweat. You know, I believe the 11th commandment is, thou shalt not sweat it. In the Old Testament, the priest could not wear anything that caused him to sweat. And we are priests unto God. We're priests unto God. And we're entering into that rest, and we're taking off everything that is causing us to sweat. Fear, dread, anxiety, panic, fretting, worrying, contention, all of these things, we're just taking those off, anything that would cause us to sweat, in Jesus' name. And I just pray for you right now. If you want to get in on this prayer, here we go. I pray for you right now in Jesus' name that the peace of God that passes all understanding is filling your mind, your will, your emotions. He's giving rest unto your soul. Come unto me, Jesus said, all you that labor and heavy laden, I'm going to give you rest. Rest from burnout, rest from fear, anxiety, panic. You're going to recover. I declare you're going to recover. In Jesus' name, you're going to enter into that rest. And there is a trust in Him when you enter into that rest. Lord, I'm trusting you. I'm putting my confidence in you. And as many of you today, as you receive this prayer about resting, you're going to start getting healed. Your body's going to start getting healed. Your digestive system is going to start getting healed. You're going to start getting revelation. I've declared for many years that revelation comes out of rest. And what is revelation? Knowing the will of God for your life and receiving new dreams and new visions and new discernment, new understanding, new beginnings. Understanding what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. And because of all of our activity, so many times we just can't hear the voice of the Lord. There's too much noise, too many voices speaking. And Paul said, you know, probably they all have some type of significance. But there is a voice above the noise. There's a voice above the storm clouds. And it comes out of the gentle breeze called rest. And out of that gentle breeze called rest, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that He's going to begin to rain upon you. Rain peace, rain tranquility, rain harmony, rain prosperity, rain good health. It's going to be rain out of the gentle breeze, out of the cloud that's producing the gentle breeze. Then there's going to come a rain. A rain that's going to fill your life and fill your heart and give you purpose to live again. Let it rest, let it rest, let it rest. Everything needs rest. Even in the Old Testament, the farmer would let the land rest every 7 years. So every seventh day, we're to let our bodies rest. That is one day a week where we don't do anything except we just, whatever we can relax doing, resting. But there is something far beyond that, just getting one day of rest per week. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, as you go to work, you'll be rested. As you begin to go through your day, you will know those things that you should or should not be doing. And you say, no, I'm laying it aside, just putting it aside to rest. I'm going to have days that I just set aside things and rest. You know, recently Gene and I took 7 days off to do nothing but rest. We had nothing to do during that day except to rest. It just worked wonders. But we're moving into an even more incredible time. Starting today, we're moving into a more incredible time, declaring that our house is a house of rest. And we're going to start building houses of rest. We're going to build houses of rest, and we're helping you build your house of rest today. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. So I'm declaring that when people come into your home, they're going to be at rest. People just come to your home, put up their feet, and they just go to sleep, take a nap. And they say, well, I didn't mean to take a nap while I was sitting here visiting with you. I just got so relaxed. So I pray for you right now. In Jesus' name, I pray for you right now. In the name of Jesus, that you will come into that place of tranquility, that place of safety, that place of assurance, that place of joy, that place of peace, wholeness and wellness, that your digestive system will begin to rest and you'll be healed, that your hands and your feet will begin to rest, that weariness in your body will begin to take on a supernatural rest. Your marriage that is at ease, distorted, will begin to rest and be healed and be restored. Your children, when they go to sleep at night, it will be very easy for them to sleep at night, I pray. They won't be having nightmares and bad dreams and you having to run into their bedroom and say, what's wrong? And no. You'll just anoint your house. Just go through your house, anoint your walls, anoint your doors, and say, this house is a house of rest. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. This house is a house of rest. Would you just receive it right now? Would you receive the ministry of the Holy Ghost? Would you do that? Go ahead.
Be still and know that He is God. Be still. speechless. He still know that he is God. He still know he is our Father. Come rest your head upon his breast. Listen to the rhythm of his unfailing heart of love, beating for his little ones, calling each of us to come. Be still.
Okay, there you have Stephen Curtis Chapman. Be still and know that he is God. Thank you, Lord. We just are so thankful today for the peace of God that passes all understanding. I just sense right now the Holy Spirit is ministering peace to you. These last 2 days have just been incredible days as we've waited upon the Lord, being still before him, letting him work in our lives. And wow, I just minister peace to you, Jehovah Shalom, to your mind, your will, and your emotions, and knowing that he loves you and he cares for you, and he is working in you, giving you today that supernatural rest. Supernatural rest. And I declare in Jesus' name that rest is entering your home, your house, and you're declaring to your family, this is going to be a house of rest, supernatural rest. If you're a business owner, you're proclaiming that over your business, your geographical location. And if you are a pastor, you are speaking that word over your church, over your congregation. This is a house of rest, and people will literally be coming into the sanctuary early, maybe staying a little bit late, even maybe coming in during the day, who knows? Just to rest. Do you know how many people today are looking for rest? They're looking everywhere. They think, if I could just take a vacation to Hawaii, if I could just have 3 weeks, all expenses paid to Hawaii, I know I would get rested up. But I had a friend said that he was on the very verge of committing suicide in Hawaii. He thought he could go there and get some rest. And I have been to Hawaii, and it's a beautiful place, and I love it. But rest, you must understand that rest is not found in a geographical location. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, I just know that rest is found in him. Capital H-I-M, in him. And if you will come to him today, and even if you don't know him, even if you're not a Christian, even if you never asked Jesus to come into your heart, forgive you of your sins, accept him as your Savior and Lord, you can do that, and you can do it at this very moment. At this very moment. For the Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. He said, if we believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, that Jesus Christ died and God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. So, why don't you say these words after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross for my sins. You arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior, and I'm going to enter into that rest, serve you all the days of my life. And I say to all of you Christians today, why don't you just say, I'm entering into that rest, that supernatural rest. Contention, strife, arguments, anger, stress, all of those things are leaving my house. And my house is going to be a place of rest. My house is going to be a place of tranquility, peace, and revelation. And I am going to live in that rest, even though there may be trouble on every hand, even though there may be fear on every side. I'm not going to live there. I'm going to live in rest, and I'm going to partake of that supernatural peace, the peace of God that passes all understanding. Well, there you have it. It's been a great day. And if you want to make a contribution to Breakout Prayer Network, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com. 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 And then you go down to the bottom of the page. You click on the donate button. You can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card. If you want to send us a check, you can make your check to Breakout Prayer Network. That's Breakout Prayer Network, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. That is P.O. Box 91985, 78709. Well, thanks for listening here on BPN Radio on this Wednesday. And we'll be back tomorrow at this same time or any time as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.